Each of the 15 witnesses spoke for about 5 minutes. Desmond Mead, president of the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition, kicked off the commission with a personal story.
I am among the over 1.54 million Floridians who cannot vote as a result of Florida's policy on felon disenfranchisement.
He says in Florida, people have to wait 5 to 7 years after getting out of prison to even apply for restored rights, then wait an additional 6 years to hear about that application. Mead was addicted to drugs and alcohol, homeless, and served prison time, but he's now a month away from graduating law school at Florida International University. Mayor Bill Balbin spoke on behalf of the League of Women Voters in Miami-Dade.
We strongly believe that online voter registration is a critical step in bringing the Sunshine State into the 21st century.
Balbin says online voter registration will reduce the Miami-Dade polling place congestion that led to long lines in the election of 2012. Mark Dubin, a voting rights advocate, also had a problem with local polling places.
The decision by Miami-Dade County to close all restrooms at all polling places throughout the county to all voters.
Dubin says this decision came after Miami-Dade County realized they could not ensure restroom access to disabled voters, so restrooms were shut down altogether. The goal of this commission is to create reports out of the testimony in hopes that Congress will make changes to voting laws. I'm Jessica Mazaros in Miami.